Financial intervention. The monkey and the fish. Kindly let me help you or you'll drown, said the monkey to the fish as he placed him safely up the tree. Unknown. The financial system mistaken for the economy is so bloated with risk that any number of events could trigger an explosion that would reach much further than anyone could imagine, causing irreparable damage. Because of the size and the massive dependence on the institutions who have evolved like a cancer from big finance, the resulting carnage will reach out much further than the primary institutions. The reason these monsters are too big to fail is because without them everything stops. FOOD distribution, the flow of credit, and the systems that support that. Most mid to large size communities are days away from complete breakdown in the case of serious financial market interruption or panic. Deflation is the natural tendency or force that the monetary powers have been fighting for over 100 years. Everywhere you look, there is evidence that the underlying economy wants to, needs to, must desperately correct. The high priests of finance will do everything in their power to prevent nature from running its course. Appearances can be altered. Hidden below the derivatives, propaganda and the rigged numbers lie trillions of unfunded liabilities coming due in now. Deflation and inflation in the context of modern monetary madness are intertwined in the fabric forced legal tender fiat. How could the response to the next crisis be any different than the last few? Allowing the expansion of free and easy money to go on for so long makes the system too fragile to withstand or recover from the inevitable shock that occurs when the plug is pulled. Maybe they will come up with another euphemism for money printing. Artificial intervention is killing the patient. The system remains own life support while the institutions and their bureaucracy insist on helping, despite it all. Yet, signs of stress are everywhere. The patient needs to be let go. The true irony in all of this is that when the patient is on the floor bleeding, there is nothing wrong with intervention. If the monkey were to find the fish in the tree and gently place it back in the water, that would be fine. But the monetary powers that be are attempting to keep the fish alive while in the tree at all costs, no matter the spread of suffering for the most vulnerable. Investors who know better see the proverbial writing on the wall, accepting that what underlies this monetary medicine is a failed precept. Fiat money, currency without backing, allows for a massive expansion of credit money that fuels finance, spilling over and further distorting politics and the culture that goes along with it. No one wants to be the one who pulls the plug. But in death, there is rebirth. The natural order will come about anyway. 1. To receive early notifications or new articles, https://luismarianpublishing.activehosta.com/f/5. 2. Or to view all of our products and services, https://www.luismarianiresearch.com/products/. 3. Or support the cause and buy me a cold one. http://paypal.me/buydrjeffandbeer